Welcome to ACEC's November Economic Update. Each month, ACEC's Aaron McLaughlin analyzes the latest public industry data and provides insights for the engineering and design industry. Here are the top line items you need to know. Total construction is up from January through September 2021 versus the same time frame last year, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. The total construction category is being driven by residential construction, which is up more than 19% over last year. Public construction is rebounding and down only 2.4% year over year, U.S. Census Bureau data shows. Public construction has been trending upward since a May 2021 low, which registered down almost 9% from the same time in 2020. The upward trajectory since May can be attributed to the CARES Act and other stimulus efforts reaching state and local governments. Wages are rising in a tight labor market. In the latest National Association for Business Economics survey, 58% of respondents said wages rose in Q3, which is 7 points higher than the responses from July. In the engineering and design industry, the continued shortage of skilled workers has spurred wage increases and shows no signs of easing. Cost pressures were cited as the biggest downside risk to a company's outlook in the NABE survey, with one-third agreeing. This is a challenge in the engineering and design industry, where the now rising labor costs were baked into multi-year contracts and supply costs are on the rise. Hybrid work environments are expected to continue into the future, with 65% of NABE respondents affirming, up from 61% in July. As companies work to compete for labor, we can expect more flexibility from employers. For the full video economic update, check out the ACEC YouTube channel. The video series is one of ACEC's resources for media and members. And make plans to join us in December as the ACEC Private Market Resources team will hold its first ever symposium on the intermodal and logistics market in Charleston, South Carolina. That's happening on December 3rd. We'll see you there.